In May 2015, more than 120 water stakeholders from 22 countries across Africa gathered in Uganda for a knowledge forum hosted by the USAID-implemented Sustainable Water and Sanitation in Africa program, or SUWASA. The gathering allowed participants to share best practices and lessons learned for urban water sector reform. Here, in their own words, water stakeholders share some of their experiences at the SUWASA Knowledge Forum.
My name is Winifred Nabachibich-Tonsa. I'm from Uganda, and I'm running a small consultancy firm, Pro Utility Limited. The most beneficial issue has been the openness about what has worked in the SUWASA programs, what has gone well, what has not gone well. For me, that was a big benefit of this forum, because my experience is that many times with such kind of work, people prefer to focus on the positives, and yet I believe that what we learn most from is those things that did not go well, such that with future interventions, we know exactly what to avoid and how to do things better. So this, for me, has been beneficial, the level of openness on what went well and what did not go well and what could be changed.
I am Engineer Robert Lakubia. I work at the Water Services Regulatory Board as the CEO. This is in Kenya, the regulator for water services. Performance monitoring is basically about data and information. What can't be measured can't be managed well. So it's actually important for the utilities to know what business they are dealing with in terms of the metrics. And that is how performance monitoring helps, because it brings out these metrics. It also helps the utilities to at least look at how their metrics are and see what they need to improve, especially with regard to prioritizing improvements. Infrastructure is important, but the sustainability of this infrastructure is even more important, and sustainability depends on the institutional arrangements you have put in place to actually operate and manage that infrastructure.
My name is Engineer Dr. Francis Oji. I'm the chairman of the board of Ebonyi State Water Corporation in Nigeria. It looks as if women are not participating effectively, but even from today we find out that women are adding value, especially when it used to be like a discussion of a conflict of interest, yet we know that women are sustainably being participants, active participants in terms of their gender. They are yet participating in the water sustainability and mainstreaming.
Hello, I'm Engineer Lawrence Melodian. I'm the Director General for Planning and Projects in South Sudan Urban Water Corporation, and I deal with basically the reform process for the new public utility of South Sudan. Reforms is a long process and it takes time to actually get them started. And we must couple the reforms with small investment to improve performance of the utility, and that there are people or development partners out there who are willing to help us reach that extra mile. That is what I like about it. The most beneficial to us is networking with people that have gone through what we are about to start. They will be the big brothers and the network people that will guide us through the process. Our last president said we must start where the wood is, and hence we cannot start where you people started from. So our intention is to be where you are in the shortest possible time. So that networking is very good, and the ability to meet different development partners to move, to assist us move to the next level.